Tanya for the third day of Shvat, the Gimel Shvat, is in Perek Yutesh, chapter 19. It's on page 48. The number at the bottom of the page is 80. We're in the middle of the page by the period. The Alter Rebbe is explaining how the uniqueness of the Jewish soul consists of its involuntary devotion to God that cannot be severed and cannot be denied, because godliness is present in the neshama, in this level of chachma of the neshama, and the presence of God is what motivates and moves the person to mesiras nefesh, without the person, without the Jew, having to come to a conclusion or a decision or even make a choice concerning mesiras nefesh, which is a very different kind of mesiras nefesh than that of the non-Jew. Now we'll continue. V'zehu klal b'chol sitra d'gdusha, and this is the general principle of all the definition of holiness in general. Anything that is of holiness, she'ein ne'ela ma she'nimshach mechachma she'nikra kedush ha'elyon. Holiness applies only to that which comes from Chachma, that is called the supreme holiness, Kedesh Elyon. And what is this holiness? Habotel b'metzius be'erein seif baruch hu, that which is botel in its very existence to God, hamelubish be'i, that is clothed, who is clothed in it. Ve'ein ne'davar b'fnei atzmei kanal, and is not a separate entity for itself, as we described above. V'loche nikra keyach ma, and that's why this level of holiness is called Chachma. All holiness comes from Chachma. And Chachma is keyach ma, the ability, the power of bittul. Ma means bittul. V'hu, and this holiness which is bottled to God and completely surrendered to God, completely transparent, is the exact opposite, hepech mamish mebechinas haklipa v'sitra achra. It is the exact opposite of what unholiness is, shemimeno nafshis umeso elom. As, for example, the souls of non-Jews, the avdin legamayhu, who serve God for their own sake, for their own benefit, spiritual benefit. The Amrin have halitani, and they are quoted as saying, by their nature, says, give me, nurture me, and that is their pursuit of godliness, in that godliness nurtures them, lihiyes yesh v'davar b'fnei atzmei kanal, so that their existence is more secure, that their existence is furthered through their godliness. And that is hepach b'chinas ha-chachma, and that is the exact opposite of chachma of bittul. V'loche nekroyim meisim, and that's why they are described as being dead, ki ha-chachma techaye, because chachma, it says, gives life, meaning bittul gives life. Uchsiv yamusu v'lei b'chachma, and it says they will die without wisdom, meaning that where there is no wisdom, there is death. And so bittul is the essence of life, and where there is no bittul, there is no life. Chayin, same is true also of harishayim u'peshe Yisrael, the wicked and sinful Jew. Kodim shabo lidei nisoyin, before they come to a test, l'kadish Hashem, because if they are put to the test, they will sacrifice their life and sanctify God's name, as we described earlier. That in the Jew, Mesiras Nefesh is undeniable. Ki b'chinas ha-chochma sh'b'nefesh ha-likis, until they come to this challenge, or to the showdown of Mesiras Nefesh, they are sinful and wicked. And that is because the chachma of their godly soul, im nitzu telikus me'erein sev baruch ha'melubish ba, with the presence of God that is clothed in the chachma of the godly soul, Hein bebechinas golus begufam. The chachma and the godliness that is there is in exile within the body of the sinful Jew. Nefesh habahamish. How can the godly soul be in exile in a body? It is an exile in the animal soul of the body. That is mitzad haklipa shebechol asmoli shebelev. That is that this animal soul that comes from klipa, that is in the left side of the heart. Hamelech esu meshelef begufam, which is in control, which rules over their body. In the sinful Jew, the animal soul rules their body. That is the difference between the Rasha and the Beinoni, that in the Beinoni, the animal soul, as unholy as it may be, but it has no power over the body. Whereas the Rasha, the animal soul, does have power over the body, so the godly soul, with the Chachma of the soul, and with the godliness that is present in the soul, in the Chachma, they are all in exile within the body, and the body in turn is governed by the animal soul. And that is said Golos HaShchina Kanal. And that is the idea of the Shechina being in exile. As mentioned earlier, the Shechina is that part of God that is present in the Neshama. So when the Neshama is in exile within its own body, within its own animal soul, then the Shechina is in exile as well. And being in exile, the godly soul can't exercise the influence over the person to make him sense the presence of God so that he not sin. And therefore, in the sinful Jew, the animal soul is in control, and the animal soul's instincts are not holy, do not come from Chachma. The animal soul's instinct is self-preservation, the survival instinct. And therefore, everything that the animal soul does is for its own benefit, to further its own existence and to assure its own survival, so that even when he does good, even when he does a mitzvah, coming from the animal soul, the mitzvah is not l'shem shamayim. It is not because of the reality of God, but because of the reality of the animal soul that seeks its own survival through godliness. And that's why this love that the godly soul has, that makes it want and desire closeness to God, to cleave to God, the source of life. This love is called b'shem ava misuteres. It is called a hidden love. Why is it a hidden love? Because in the average Jew, in a Jew who hasn't raised himself to a higher level of godliness, this love is concealed. It is hidden in the thick garment of klipa u'mimena nichnas behem ruach shtus lachte. And it is from this unholiness, from this klipa, which conceals the godly soul, which conceals the love of the godly soul, it is from this klipa that they get the instinct or the impulse to sin, which is a temporary insanity, because it goes against the very nature of the Jew, as we were saying before. K'may Marazal, as the Gemara says, Ein Adam Chayte, a person doesn't sin unless he's overcome with this insanity. The insanity being the unnatural rejection of the Jew's true nature. So when a person turns against himself, this is called an insanity. Ella, on the other hand, this love can always be aroused and move the person even to Mesiras Nefesh, because the concealment, as the Rebbe will explain in tomorrow's Shir, this concealment is only for the expression of the Chachma, for the expansion of the Chachma throughout the body and throughout the system. But the Chachma itself is never concealed. In the Hayyim Yom, for the third of of Shvat, the Rebbe writes that Torah Eir, the Sefer Torah Eir, was published for the first time in the year Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin in the publishing house in Kopust, and this was without the appendix. The Tanach Tzedek in his letter dated the 3rd of Shvat, Gimel Shvat, Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin, writes that this Sefer Torah Eir, which is presently being published, contains maimonim that are the majority of them were given in the year Tav Kuf Nun Vav through the year Tav Kuf Ayin Beis. Those are the maimonim contained in the Sefer. Many of them, the Alter Rebbe himself saw the final copy, the final manuscript, and corrected them, and in his holy opinion, in his holy judgment, agreed to bring them to print. The Sefer contains two parts. The first part is on two of the five Chumashim, and on Hanukkah and Purim. Also, a number of Maimonim for Shavuos, the time of the giving of the Torah, which comes under the Parsha of Yisrei, and a few Maimonim for Pesach under Parsha Vayakil. In the second part, in part two of the Sefer, Emir to Hashem, will be Maimonim for the three other Chumashim, and for Shir HaShirim, and on holidays, and on Rosh Hashanah, and on Yom Kippur. And the name of the Mechaber, the name of the author, is appropriate, is fitting, just as the word V'yahavta is in Gematria, the numerical equivalent of two times the word Eir, two lights, a double light. In fact, they weren't able to print the second volume of Torah Eir because through slander, as a result of slander, the government shut down the printing press, which was the Hebrew, the Jewish printing press of Russia. And among the printers that were shut down was also the press in Kopust, which had printed the Torah Eir, the first volume. It wasn't until the year Tav Resh Ches that the second volume, the second part of Torah Eir, was printed, and this was in Zhitomir, and it was published under a different name, under the name Likutei Torah.